Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'm debating whether or not to share with you guys a full-page ad that Colorado Right to Life will be taking out in the Washington Times addressing Donald Trump. And I'm debating whether to share with you the theme of the message. But let's think about that as the show goes on. A couple updates to yesterday's program. We're going to air for you some audio from Fox News back in February about targeted antibody treatment. We discussed that yesterday because of the news that the CRISPR gene editing kit, CRISPR gene editing has been tested now in a human being for the first time as far as it's been publicized. And so that led us to a discussion of targeted antibody treatment, and I'd like to share with you more particulars regarding the studies that are ongoing, the successes that they've already had. I mean, stunning success, things we've talked about on this show, but I want to give you a little bit more information, studies where you've got 1,000 patients with advanced stage melanoma, and significant improvement in about 6 out of 10. Or where you have dozens of advanced leukemia patients where they're expected to die within months, perhaps 6 months at the most, and 94% being effectively cured, their symptoms disappear. Another powerful antibody targeting HIV wipes out 98% of the known strains of HIV. And then there's this extraordinary case. They have a lung cancer trial going on, and there's a patient over in Britain. His doctor said there's nothing more we can do. All the treatments are failing, and you have 2 weeks to live. So they sent him to hospice. He's in hospice. He's ready to die, 50 years old, and they give him, he qualifies for this advanced stage cancer treatment trial. They give him targeted antibodies, and within 2 weeks, he recovers and he goes home. He's back home. And his cancer had spread from his lungs to his vocal cords to his lymph nodes. I mean, he was dead. And they give him this targeted antibody treatment, and he recovers. And the tumors, and this is now over a year and a half ago, and the tumors that he had have been shrinking, and he said, as far as I'm concerned, I'm living a normal life. I've recovered. I'm cured. So this is all astounding. So I want to share more with you about that because, as I've said, the mainstream media, even though they'll touch on these developments just hardly now and then, it seems like there's a revolution in cancer treatment going on, and the mainstream media is mostly oblivious to it. There should be weekly updates to encourage people about how things are going. So I want to share these things with you. And also, yesterday I mentioned that we emailed our new 10-minute science video on magma, molten rock, to two creation groups, the big ones, AIG and CMI, right? Answers in Genesis and Creation Ministries International. There's also ICR in Dallas, Henry Morris Group. They're a huge group also. And then there are others. But these two, Mammoth Creation Ministries, we emailed them because our video is politely critical of a claim that they seem to be making about the fountains of the great deep, where in Noah's day, the fountains of the great deep broke forth and flooded the earth. Well, the claim that's being made by some creationists is that those fountains were not of water, but they were of magma. And that's bizarre. That's a bizarre claim. And AIG is definitely making the claim. It seems that CMI may be also, and because they both support this creationist version of plate tectonics, which drives them toward this idea, which is unbiblical and unscientific, that the fountains of the great deep could be magma. For one reason, because magma can't rise up from the core because it's too dense. It can only sink. It can't rise at that depth. You know, like, what, 1,800 miles beneath the surface of the Earth. So at any rate, I've already received a reply from AIG, from one of their top execs. He's a longtime friend, and he said that they're reviewing the video. And I had already spoken with someone at CMI, so we're expecting to hear back from them also. So look forward to this video being published right here at Bob and Yurt Live on Friday, although on Friday we call the program Real Science Radio. And we'll publish that along with the airing of our latest RSR show, which, by the way, we're planning to do it on wasps. The whole show on those amazingly important but stingy creatures. Why would God create wasps? So interesting. And mosquitoes and so on. So, we're asking them to preview the video to look for any mistakes so we can correct them before we post this publicly. We don't believe there are mistakes, but when you criticize somebody, it's nice to give them an opportunity to respond. Okay. And if you could do it before you publish the criticism, that's good too. Okay. Now, the targeted antibodies. First, we'll listen to the audio from Fox News on one of these studies, just an astounding study with patients with a certain type of leukemia, this blood cancer called ALL, A-L-L, acute lymphoblastic leukemia. So first we'll hear about those results, and then we'll talk this through together.
A big breakthrough in the fight against cancer. Researchers saying that they're seeing extraordinary success in an early trial for a treatment. It uses modified white blood cells to target certain types of disease. In one study, 94% of the participants' symptoms vanished completely. Dr. Mark Siegel of the Fox News Medical A-Team. Mark, this is very exciting. Tell us what 94% of these patients have and how were they cured?
Those 94%, Martha, had a very bad case of leukemia that wasn't responding to any other treatment. And this new treatment was just presented this weekend at the American Academy for Advancement of Sciences in D.C. It's a big deal. We're now going more and more to using the immune system to fight cancer. It used to be that cancer, we knew cancer grew very fast, so we target it with poisons that go after highly growing cells. That's called chemotherapy. But guess what else it does? It causes your hair to fall out. It causes you to have nausea and vomiting. It causes problems with your bone marrow. Now we're targeting mutations on the surface of the cancer cell, abnormal proteins. And you know what we used to do? We used to take antibodies to those proteins and just flood the body with them. That's a drug called rituximab that's worked really, really well with lymphoma. But guess what we're doing now? Dr. Riddell in Seattle is taking it two steps further. He's taking our immune cells out of our body and re-engineering them so that they're better prepared to fight the war against cancer. They come in and they go right for the cancer cell, and then the rest of the immune system sees that the cancer cells are lighting up and it comes in, and now we have the battle going on. Now the war is really going on, where our own immune system sees the abnormal protein and attacks the cancer cell. A 94% response rate for the kind of cancer that is not responding to anything else.
No, it's so hopeful. So how long until this is more broadly applied and people can have these treatments?
Well, they're in human trials now, so that's really good news. I'd say just a couple of years we'll be able to get FDA approval and we'll be able to use this in the doctor's office. We're already moving towards many different kinds of immunotherapy. The other advantage of it is it has less side effects
right,
in general
absolutely.
Than that kind of poison I was talking about. I mean, you target a specific problem with a cancer. And again, that's what cancer is. It mutates. You can see it right there. Mm-hmm. It's a genetically abnormal cell. Then it starts growing. It's out of control. If our body can just recognize it, and here we are engineering cells to attack it.
And
great,
you get to,
great science.
As you say, you get to feel better while you're being treated, which is a huge development. Mark, thank you very much. Good to have you here today.
Thanks, Martha.
All right, so a big deal here, obviously, and to discuss it further, I'm going to share with you an article from The Guardian, which came out at about the same time that segment aired on Fox News. What we've been doing on Bob and Yurt Live is we have been interviewing experts. I mentioned this yesterday, for example, molecular biologist Kevin Anderson, others. What we are doing is creating a landing page of sorts, a page where whenever we have updates on targeted antibody cancer treatment, we're going to continue to update a single page so that you could get all the information easily, the latest information, the encouraging information. Of course, there are side effects, but like we just heard on Fox News, there are fewer side effects with targeted antibody treatment than you get with chemotherapy or radiation, because they're like lobbing grenades into a sick person's body. They wipe out too much. And so when you could target, and as the targeting improves, then the side effects hopefully will be reduced even further. But initially, the side effects are better, generally speaking, than the standard treatments. So from The Guardian over in the UK, they did a great report on this. The scientists are claiming extraordinary success with engineering immune cells to target a specific type of blood cancer in their first clinical trials with this approach on this kind of cancer. Okay, so immune cells, you know, we have red blood cells. They carry the oxygen in our body with the hemoglobin protein. Well, then there's the white blood cells, but white blood cells just refers to all the other blood cells that are not red blood cells. So there's all kinds of white blood cells. And our T cells are part of our immune system. That's a kind of white blood cell. And according to The Guardian, among several dozen patients who would typically have had only months to live, early experimental trials that used the immune system's T cells to target cancer had extraordinary results. In one study, 94% of patients with leukemia, this is a particular type of leukemia, ALL, acute lymphoblastic leukemia, saw symptoms vanish completely. That's startling. Of course, that's absolutely startling. Patients with other blood cancers had response rates greater than 80%. Now, we are linking on today's show page and on our main targeted antibodies landing page to the study with 94% success with leukemia patients. So far, and we have a research staff that helps us here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're having a difficult time locating the exact study with the 80% success rate. 80% with more than half of those patients experiencing complete remission. But so far, that has been reported widely by Fox and around the world. But we've had a difficult time so far locating that study. If you know where that study is and you have a link, please email it to us at bob@kgov.com, bob@kgov.com. So The Guardian continues, speaking at the annual meeting for the American Association for the Advancement for Science, that's the AAAS, researcher Stanley Riddle said, "This is unprecedented in medicine to get response rates in this range in these very advanced patients." And that's what encourages me, because the vast majority of these studies, and there are, what, dozens of ongoing targeted antibody studies of patients with all kinds of different cancers. And typically, they are only signing up for the trials people with advanced stages of these cancers. And not always, but many of the studies are doing exactly that. In fact, we are listing now all the ongoing studies, and there's a ton of them. And the FDA here in the U.S. has already approved antibody treatment studies for various lung cancers, melanomas, head and neck cancers, renal cell carcinoma, and classical Hodgkin lymphoma. So, to continue, to administer the T-cell therapy, what these doctors do, these are pioneering research doctors. They remove immune cells from the patient. They tag them with receptor molecules. This is all molecular biology. And those receptor molecules target a specific kind of cancer. So that might be hard to picture if you don't read much about molecular biology. But imagine, just as a crude analogy, a baseball, and you want people to be able to catch the ball. So you make a glove, a baseball glove. And it just so happens that the baseball glove is pretty much perfect for catching a baseball. Now, it's not great for catching a frisbee. It's not especially good for catching a football. But for catching a baseball, it's perfect. And so you could have a cancer cell and something that targets it like a guided missile. And when the targeted antibodies that have been modified, now sometimes they find these naturally. They get a patient that has AIDS or is HIV positive, and they look in his blood for antibodies, and they find the most effective antibody that's been developed by your own human body that God designed, and they take that, and then they use that, and they duplicate it, and now they have a drug to help, you know, target 98% of HIV strains. That's happened. Because your immune system is designed to work that way, there are millions of microbes, millions. And your immune system, that's really not the best name for it. That's like that's a name for a subset of a greater system. The greater system is your MIS, your microbe interface system. Because your body is constantly interacting with tens of thousands, hundreds, millions of microbes, and your body responds, is extremely aware of what is going on. I use the word aware as a metaphor or an analogy because the individual cells in your body, they don't have self-awareness like you do. But God designed our bodies so that they could respond to our environment internally and externally. And so the immune system, part of the microbe interface system, is when it detects a pathogen, microbes, bacteria, virus, that's harmful or potentially harmful, and then it is designed to seek those out and to target them to do a good job at focusing just on that particular pathogen and then attack it. You launch the heavy artillery. And molecular biologist Kevin Anderson on this show has done a great job of helping us realize how powerful the human immune system is, generally speaking, and then when we properly harness it to go after diseases that for some reason, because of the fall of mankind, they evade detection or they avoid destruction by the immune system. So with a little bit of intelligent design added to God's originally intelligently designed system, then we become even better at fighting these diseases. So to continue with the Guardian article, these research doctors, they target our T cells, they remove them, modify them, and then infuse them back into the body. And so here's a quote from the same researcher, Riddle. And so this researcher, Riddle, points out that these are patients for whom every other effort has failed. Everything has failed. He said most of the patients in our trial would be dead in 2 to 5 months. And that's, you know, they get chemotherapy, they get radiation, and it's just not helping them. Even more hopeful was another researcher, Chiara Bonini, who said she has not seen remission rates like these in this study, in these studies, in her 15 years of work. This is really a revolution. T cells are a living drug. And I love this part. T cells are a living drug, and in particular, they have the potential to persist in our body for our whole lives. That's so great. It's God's hand at work. You know, and this helps explain spontaneous remission. People will have cancer, and it goes into remission all by itself. That happens because your immune system somehow gets targeted correctly. That's the way it's designed to work. But because of the fall, we are breaking down physically. We are degenerating, genetics and all. But sometimes a system that's not working suddenly begins to work. And so then the cancer goes into remission. And so people give all kinds of explanations for that. They'll say, you know, I changed my diet. I took this supplement. I went to church and they laid hands on me. And when you have millions of Christians, and this goes to a theme here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've talked about for years, especially on Theology Thursday. And you can learn about this at kgov.com/miracles. kgov.com/miracles. But when you have millions of people around the world, tens of millions, 100 million, getting cancer at some point during their lives, and you have tens of millions of Christians who get cancer and they're praying, and then some of them go in remission. So then what happens? They write a book, they're interviewed by Pat Robertson, that the church elders laid hands and she was cured of cancer. And that is misleading people and giving them false hope. Because now God loves that family's child, but not this family's child, because this family's child, he had cancer and he died, and that family's child, he had cancer and he recovered. So a lot of it is treatment, and some of it is remission because your immune system kicks in. But this point here that our immune cells, including our T cells, are a living drug. And so when they get modified and put into your body back in to target a certain kind of cancer, if you're susceptible to that kind of cancer, these T cells are a living drug. Your body will continue to produce them, and they have the potential to remain active in your body for your whole life. So far, researchers in Milan, in Italy, have been studying how long do these T cells remain in your life, in your body, active. And they found that, hey, they seem to, once they're injected, they seem to stick around. And that's very encouraging also. You inject the T cells to target a certain kind of cancer, and then the number of them increases. Your body starts producing them. It's really awesome. Tests so far have only targeted certain blood cancers. And the Guardian article pretty much leaves it off there. But let me share with you what kind of cancers are currently involved in ongoing antibody trials. Right now, the FDA, I mentioned earlier, has already approved, and a lot of this has been fast-tracked. For people who say that the FDA doesn't want cancer cures to be permitted, and we know what cures cancer, but the FDA doesn't allow it. For decades, I've said to them, well, go to Mexico. You have a cure for cancer? Open a clinic in Mexico. You'll become a billionaire. Because the FDA doesn't say anything about what goes on in Mexico. So just go to Mexico. Oh, you don't want to become a billionaire? You don't want people to be cured of cancer? You have the supplement that cures cancer and you don't want to do anything about it? Just go cure cancer. Anyway, that's been, you know, to whatever extent there are financial motivations, and those extents are enormous, there's also enormous motivation to cure cancer. There's both. And so the FDA has already approved targeted antibody treatment for various lung cancers, melanomas, head and neck cancers, renal cell carcinoma, and classical Hodgkin lymphoma. Now, ongoing antibody trials, and this is just for one drug called nivolumab. A weird name, right? Nivolumab. It is, they modify these antibodies, and then they put it in a drug. And so it's really antibodies, T cells, but it's given a name of a drug, nivolumab. And so there are trials with this particular antibody, targeted antibody drug, nivolumab, that are for various breast and lung cancers, including mesothelioma, which apparently you contract if you watch Fox News, because half of people watching Fox News Channel have mesothelioma for some reason. They have ongoing trials for Hodgkin and non-Hodgkin lymphomas, for liver, kidney, esophageal cancers, for pancreatic and ovarian and fallopian tube cancers, for testicular, colon, and urinary tract cancers. Now, each of these I'm mentioning, there's one or more concurrent studies running right now. These are all open. And we'll provide a link so you could see all the antibody studies currently that are active. Urinary tract, prostate, stage 4 melanoma, various blood cancers, like I've mentioned, brain cancers, juveniles with sarcomas, patients with various tumors. Each of these are, each one I'm mentioning is a different study going on somewhere typically in the U.S., including those who have advanced tumors or virus-related tumors or various kinds of solid tumors. There are clinical trials going on for all of these specific kinds of cancers and more. So there's a lot of excitement. And I think that the mainstream media is missing this. I mean, they miss so much that's important. Like, for example, dinosaur soft tissue, the greatest discovery in the history of paleontology, and no one at the Denver Post knows it's even been made. They don't even know that we have T-Rex blood vessels and red blood cells. They don't know that we have little chunks of DNA from hadrosaur dinosaurs. They don't know that. I mean, we haven't sequenced it, but we've got bits of DNA from dinosaurs. Just go to kgov.com/soft tissue. And you'll find every scientific journal paper published on dinosaur soft tissue. And there are many of them. So anyway, so at any rate, hey, may God bless you.